Bruce Maxwell of the A's kneeling once again during the national anthem on Sunday. Meanwhile, Oakland starter Jarrell Cotton was at his best against the Rangers.
3-2 to Gallo. And the payoff pitch, strike three call, pulled a string, froze Joey, and it broke in there for a strike. Pitch for him. The 1-2 delivery, swing and a miss, he struck him out with another change. He strikes out the side, he has fanned four in a row. Here's the set by Martin. And the pitch swung on and drilled to the left of Elvis. It's under his glove and through a base hit. That'll score Fegley. Smolinski goes to third, digging for second, and diving in at first is Chapman. He's given the A's a 1-0 lead. A rocket just to the left of Elvis Andrews, who just couldn't quite get the glove down in time. Here's the pitch. Swung on, looped in the air to right field. That's a base hit. One run is home. Here comes Chapman digging for the plate. And the throw is not in time. He scores standing up. It's 3-0 Oakland. One ball, one strike. There's a swing and a high drive deep center field. The Shields going back. He turns. He looks. It is way gone. That hits the top of the hitter's backdrop over the Holy Toledo sign, which now lights up. A mammoth two-run homer to straightaway center by Chris Davis, his 41st of the year. Make it 5-0 Oakland. They always seem to run into the Yankees in the division series and get knocked out, just as the Rangers did in the late 90s. There's a swing and a high fly to deep left. Mazzara going back. It's over his head and it's off the wall. And that'll score another run as Fegley's home on a double by Chapman. Make it 7-0 Oakland.
Matt Chapman finishes 2-for-5 with 2 RBIs. The A's go on to win 8-1. Jarrell Cotton allows just one hit and one walk with 6 strikeouts over 5 scoreless frames, and the A's extend their season-long winning streak to 7 games. The Rangers have now lost their last 6 games to Oakland. Texas bench coach Steve Buschel managed the team once again on Sunday in the absence of Jeff Anister.
One run on 3 hits. I'm happy to see Maz, you know, get that home run. 1-8 here in the 3 series during the season, and then for whatever reason this year, it was the voodoo palace for us, and we just couldn't get anything going.
For Martin, the walks early, uncharacteristic of what he's been doing lately. What'd you see from him?
Yeah, not nearly as sharp as he's been his last few outings, for sure. I think control was a little bit off, 4 walks, like you said. He got some ground balls, you know, that snuck their way through, but I think overall, I think today was just one of those where he's a little bit out of rhythm and didn't have the command in the Christmas like he's had in his last few starts.
On Monday, the Rangers will be back in Arlington to play host to the Astros. Andrew Kashner will make the start.